Hello and welcome to another episode of Dear Kev. Today's questions will be from six brown chicks on Instagram, so dear them. First question. He wasn't my type. Skinny, nerdy, etc. And I just went out with him because I was hungry. I even joked about him on Instagram. After a few dinner dates, we messed around and he was the best at everything. I've been hitting him up for more, but he ghosted me. Why? 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 Because you're a terrible person, that's why. See? You gave up a little piece of the butt for some Cheesecake Factory brown bread. And now you want him to run them cheeks. And he's nowhere to be found. Ha! You can't even get your cheeks walked. You want him to slide the credit card through your butt like a tip drill video. And he's unable to locate. Well, my friend, this is what we like to call karma. Trying to use you. I mean, you're trying to use him for food, and he gave you the wrong type of meat. Now you want that meat. Oh, you want that meat back in your life. But you can't get that meat. No longer in season. Market value too high. They don't even have that meat at the farmer's market. Can't purchase it. Where's the meat? Where's the beef? Can't find it. Nowhere to be found. This is what you get. Oh, you made fun of him for being skinny and nerdy? Oh, I forgot my glasses. I'm in a rush. Skinny and nerdy? Just like me. I'm skinny and nerdy. Help you. The Lord has already begun a work in you. I can't reverse the work of the Lord. He wanted to teach you a lesson. I hope he stays ghost on you. I hope he's Casper, the friendly ghost on you. I hope you have to watch him move on in his life and you're stuck there remembering how he made your vulva feel. Oh, your vulva's crying out to him in the night. Hello. Is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eye. Because you know the penis only has one eye. I can see it in your eye. And I cry out at night and say, hello. And he hung up on you. He's not there. Not going to pick up. That is what you get. Next question. We dated in high school. She wanted us to join the army together. I threw away a scholarship to enlist with her. The day we were supposed to sign up, she got pink eye, so I went alone. I got deployed and found out she never signed up. Just lied to get rid of me. Help. Wow. That's tough. You're like, hey, we're going away together, you and me. You wanna live in the army with me? Of course. Hey, are you in the army? No. Are we in the army? No. No, just you. Now you gotta wake up to this every day. You thought you had a hope in a future? Now you got a drill sergeant yelling at you? Wake up, soldier! Are you sleeping? How can you sleep when someone's trying to take your head off? What? Where's my girlfriend? I'm your girlfriend now, soldier. Oh, yeah. Hoorah. Get up. Pack your knapsack, soldier. You're going to live off of MREs for the rest of your life. But my girlfriend, no girlfriend here. If you want to kiss me in the mouth, I'll kiss you. Mwah. Army first, family always. That's what they used to tell my dad when they were sending him on a temporary duty station. That's the way they really said, look, Army first, family always. But who's first? We just told you, the Army. Listen, if you're dumb, smart people are going to take advantage of you. And that's what happened. How could you not know she wasn't going to the military? You went to basic and you didn't see her in basic? You wanted some booty, now you got some BDUs. Listen, there's one good thing about the Army. You have a steady income. You're going to get paid on the 1st and the 15th. You're going to get your BAH and BAQ. You're going to get food and housing. And with that steady income, maybe you can pay off some of your credit cards. Oh, yeah. If you're like many of us, you carry a balance on your credit cards. And those credit cards come with high interest rates. You need to check out LightStream. LightStream can help you lower your interest rate and save money with a credit card consolidation loan. My wife and I did the same thing. We're actually Army brats. Both of our fathers were in the Army. And we learned how to save money from Uncle Sam. And with Uncle Sam's money, we paid off our credit cards because we got a credit card consolidation loan. And the reason we're able to live comfortably is because we no longer have those high interest rates on any of our credit cards. Oh yeah, you can quickly roll balances from multiple credit cards into one single monthly loan payment. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. And no fees. The application is 100% online. And you don't have to leave home to apply. Plus, you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Oh yeah. Just for my listeners, you can apply now to get an additional interest rate discount to save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/deer. That's LightStream.com/deer for an additional discount. LightStream.com/deer. Subject credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. And offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/deer for more information. Back to the questions. My ex would come over unannounced, fight whoever was in my bed, and steal my weed and cell phone and disappear for hours. I left her because she was toxic. Now I miss her and she's moved on. How to get her back without seeming thirsty? Also, I may be incarcerated soon, so hurry. You didn't have a girlfriend. You had a rabid raccoon. Okay? Breaking in your house, scratching you up, stealing stuff, taking weed. There's no woman there. There's a raccoon coming and scurrying through your cabinets. Scurry, 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 scurry. Why would you miss that? Why was she able to get into the home? Did she still have a key? Did she win most of the fights? Or did she just start one? Bah, bah, skibbity paps. Ah, weed. Ah, bread. And then run away? I don't think you miss her. You miss the excitement. And guess what? When you go to jail, there'll be plenty of excitement. Oh, yeah. You're going to be like, oh, wow, such new smells and looks. And maybe I'm the girl in jail now. Maybe somebody's going to fight over me. Maybe I can be the one who can be like, yeah, defend me, Big Jerry. Hey, Big Jerry, you beat him up for me? Wait, why are you licking your lips, Big Jerry? Don't you worry about your ex. You worry about your next. When those bars close, clink, clink, and some man come up behind you and is like, I love the smell of man butt. You're going to be like, what? Man butt? You didn't get a chance to shower today, did you? No, I got late today. Don't worry about it. Must. Don't you worry, buddy. Your life will be fun pretty soon. Run them cheeks. No, I usually run the cheeks. No, we're running the cheeks on you. Next question. I got a new job. I'm the first high-power professional my girl has ever dated. And it feels like she's riding on my success. I feel smothered. I manage a Wendy's, and that's a lot of responsibility. I can't be expected to do all the dates, etc. Advice. You know, boy, that's tough. I worked in the fast food industry. I know you're laughing, okay? But think it's funny when a woman comes up and asks for a Whopper X the onions, and you get her Whopper with no onions, and then the Whopper comes back with no onions, and she's like, I said extra, extra onions. Okay, you gotta manage a Wendy's, you gotta make Frosties that you have customers have to eat in 3 minutes and 45 seconds before it's basically chocolate milk. You know how frustrating that is when you're all out of spicy nuggets and you got customers in, I want three five-piece spicy nuggets. You're like, I'm sorry, sir, it's gonna be a 10-minute wait. And they just smack you in the face. You absolutely are a high-power professional. You can't be weighted down with women going on dates. You've got to make sure you've got enough beef. Wendy's, they're running low on beef, and you're worried about how this one feels? No, man. You are the man. You are a high-power professional. Your name tag says manager. You make the schedule. You got to take the call when people call off. You got to discern if they're lying or not. It's hot in there. The floors are greasy. People's credit cards get declined. They take a few fries, like, it's not really stealing. The transaction was in progress. Trust me, man. Let her go. Let her go. She is riding on your success. How dare she? You got that job at Wendy's. Okay? She didn't start on fries. Work her way up to the cash register and then manager. And that's where the big bucks start rolling in. She didn't do that. She didn't have the skills necessary to work her way up. But you did. And you know what? With Skillshare, you can learn even more skills. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people. Explore new skills, deepen existing passions, and get lost in creativity. Skillshare offers creative classes designed for real life and all the circumstances that come with it. It's always the right time to stay inspired, express yourself, and connect with a community of millions. I'm on there right now, practicing my graphic design and Photoshop skills, creating my own flyers for the day in the future when I get to go out there and do stand-up comedy again. My flyers cost upwards of $250. $250. But since I'm quarantined, I'm taking the opportunity to do my practicing. And I'm going to save that $250 for Frosties. Oh, yeah. Explore classes that may help you express what you're feeling through creativity. Creative self-discovery, spontaneous acts of creativity may help you break up the routine of a day spent indoors. Explore workshops, classes, and more. Right now, explore your creativity and get 2 free months of premium membership at Skillshare.com/dear. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. Get started and join today by heading to Skillshare.com/dear. That's 2 free months of unlimited access to thousands of classes. Skillshare.com/dear. Next question. I'm dating a nice ebony queen for 4 months. Me, average white guy from Chicago. And things are going well. One issue. She's allergic to work. I support her, but just the thought of work makes her panic, break out in hives. She won't even apply for a job. Advice. That black queen is allergic to work. Okay? You're whacked. You can find work easy. You've got to help her. Okay? You've got to work hard. You might have to take 2 jobs on to make sure that she can rest and relax. If she's going to work and breaks out in hives, what kind of man would you be? Come on, man. Don't be selfish. What's your problem? This is a black... Look, she's thinking about applying for a job. She's like... And that's your fault. This is your fault. Don't put her through that. Okay? You want cornbread? You want greens? You want cool phrases and slang? This is what you gotta do to be able to say, yeah, me and Latasha played a hand of spades the other day, and I had the deuce. Chris Brown chucking up the deuces. Right, Bob? You wanna talk to your friends like that? And you're gonna have to earn it. Okay, Chad? You don't just get an ebony queen by happenstance. You gotta do the work. And maybe she'll twerk for you, like Meg Thee Stallion. But she can't do that if she's panicking. You don't want that, man. Oh my gosh. I can't believe you really had to ask for advice, brother. I mean, not brother, but white man. You know what you gotta do. Next question. My mom always chose my sister over me. When her kid was born, my mother moved heaven and earth to spoil her. My baby is 2 months and my mom told me she wants nothing to do with my kid. My sister's husband is the father and he supports. What to do? My kids need her grandma. Ah, man. Wait, what? My sister's husband is the father. Ho, 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 ho. I was just laughing at the grandma not wanting to help. My sister's husband is the father and he supports. Hump the bricks. You can't just put in parentheses, my sister's husband is the father and he supports. You got sister cousins. Bristers. Brother cousins, brothers, Christers. Listen, man. Woo! Cut your losses. Cut your losses, man. I mean, wow, that's, you've got other problems. Namely, sleeping with the same person that your sister was sleeping with. Unprotected. Semen exploding into your vulva, swimming around. Where's the end? There it is. Don't this look like the same family as from her? Mm-hmm. We're on the same cycle. Anyway, I'm up in this egg now. I got nothing. Sucks for you. Listen, what I do have is a creators conference tomorrow. Stage for Creators Conference. KevOnStage.com. Only $20. Hear from such speakers as Spice Adams, Kirk Franklin, Yvonne Orji, myself, Benoni To Go, Melanie Goosby, Maddie James. Learn how to start a merch business for $500. How to run a full-time influencer job when you used to just be a mom and work a regular job. Or even from Melanie Goosby, how to work a regular job and still pursue your creative passions. And hear from me, Kev on Stage. $20, kevonstage.com, and you'll be able to watch it either right as it happens or later on. No rush to watch it right away. All right? Have a great day. We'll see you next week.